Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. If you are a CEO, president, manager, or supervisor, surely you know the importance of delegation. Or do you? Our next guest says she continues to be surprised by how many business leaders are hesitant to delegate. Jenna Spencer is founder of Assist Pro. She joins us by phone now from her company in Anderson, South Carolina. Jenna, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Mike. I'm happy to be here.
Now, why do you suppose that you keep running into people, leaders in the business world, who are still hesitant about delegation?
Well, delegation can be scary sometimes if you're delegating to an assistant, because a lot of times we're delegating things that we have been doing for ourselves or things that are important to us, like our personal schedules, calendars, and emails. The most common things that I hear from my clients also are that they feel like they don't have enough time to teach someone else. They could probably do it better and faster. And so not understanding the investment of delegating someone to take on those responsibilities, really thinking about it in terms of just delegating tasks that they would still have to continually ask someone else to do.
All right. And so then how do you convince someone that they need to take that plunge into delegation?
Yeah. So the first aspect of that is really viewing it as an investment into your business, not an expense. And it's also an investment into your capacity, your growth, and your, like, the horsepower for your business. The next part of that is getting leaders to understand that they can delegate responsibilities, not just tasks. So really going through a process of what is it that I need to get off of my plate, getting all of that out onto paper, but then actually grouping all of those different tasks together so that they can delegate responsibilities. So someone else is owning all of the tasks that fall underneath of that particular responsibilities umbrella. And now they own it, they manage those items, and they are bringing any issues or challenges when they come up. And so we're not repetitively having to ask for someone else to do something because we've delegated this responsibility. And that's probably the biggest freedom that leaders find in delegating. Oh, I'm not actually asking someone to repetitively do this same thing. I'm delegating a whole responsibility that four or five different tasks fall underneath.
And then, of course, the delegates need to be held accountable.
Absolutely. So having a great process for delegation is having a good vision. So understanding what it is that you want to delegate and how that looks, then also having a process. So not just turning them loose or doing a drive-by delegation, but hey, here are some ways that I'm comfortable starting this piece of delegation. And here's what I want the end goal to look like. And let's take some steps together to get there. But then also understanding that it takes commitment and 90 days of commitment of redirecting and having those conversations, because they're not going to get it right at first, and we have to go through that process. So understanding that that's part of that piece to get started is very, very helpful.
And now I know sometimes hearing about a real-world example can help our listeners. Could you share one with us?
Absolutely. I had a client that said, you know, it's just easier for me to hop in to book my own flights. When I started asking questions, well, why is that? Well, they don't know my seat preference. You know, I'm really looking on, do I want a connection or would I rather take a direct flight at a different time and things like that. In their mind, it was, well, I have to ask every single time I want a flight scheduled and I'm going to have to review it. So by stepping back and saying, actually, let's talk about this. So you travel 3 weeks every month. What are your preferences? You know, what are the things that are important to you when you travel? So what if we were to put a process in place where this person you're delegating to, the 15th of the month prior, brings you all of your travel options for the next month. They know all of your preferences, and now they're responsible for going through and looking. And then you take 15 minutes with them and select and look at your calendar and pick those things. But now they're responsible for all of your travel, you know, 2 or 3 weeks ahead of time for the following month. That's an example of a client that delegated that whole responsibility versus they were in that mindset of, but I'm going to have to ask every single time and still look at it. How does that actually save me time? So by creating that higher level process, we were actually able to take that entire responsibility off of their plate.
Save them time, and then they could do something more important.
Yes.
That's how it always works, right?
Yes.
Well, Jenna, thank you so much for sharing that information with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Jenna Spencer is founder of Assist Pro, and she joined us by phone from her company's offices in Anderson, South Carolina. We will have a link to her company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can find us wherever you find your podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.